I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We're going to spend the next few minutes in Venezuela. The Latin American nation should be oil rich. It has the largest proven oil reserves anywhere on the planet. But in reality, Venezuela is struggling with an economy that seems to reach new levels of disaster almost daily. This year, according to the IMF, inflation could hit 13,000%. Critics accuse the government of President Nicolas Maduro of incompetence, not to mention repression. He blames outside forces waging an economic war against his socialist government. One thing is absolutely clear. Millions of Venezuelans are suffering the consequences. Food has become so scarce, for example, that more and more people are literally going hungry. My BBC colleague Vladimir Hernandez has our story from Venezuela.
They sing, but these extremely underweight young girls are part of the population in Venezuela that is dealing with hunger every day. They live with their families in a dusty tin shack community in the state of Apure, one of the poorest in the country. This place, almost 300 kilometers south of the capital near the Amazon, is known for its beautiful grasslands, but also for being the country's food-producing hub. But today's economic collapse has left an unsettling sight: extremely thin children that don't know when they will eat next. Food shortages and hyperinflation has caused a jump in child mortality and malnourishment. One leading charity says that the amount of malnourished children it's dealing with has doubled in the last year. Kimberly is a young mother of two in her early 20s. She's lost so much weight that her red vest looks like it was borrowed from someone double her size.
I'm eating two times a day, sometimes one. My children ask me to not let them be hungry. They're always asking me for food.
This is a Catholic church-run centre which offers food to people in communities like the one Kimberly lives in. Sister Alejandra, who runs the place, told me how bad things are.
We give them breakfast, lunch and a snack, but no dinner. We don't think most of them have dinner when they go home, because you can see the next day they're still hungry.
Feeding time here can be frantic. I see one child who looks the size of a newborn. He's called Moises. I'm shocked when I later find out he's almost two. Chronic malnutrition in children causes stunting, a form of growth failure. For many of the children in this region, help has arrived too late. The Venezuelan government has almost completely monopolized food distribution, leaving many dependent on a small bag with some items, which arrive with increasing irregularity every week, or sometimes every month.
As I said, it's Venezuelans suffering the consequences of this crisis. The BBC's Vladimir Hernandez reporting from the Venezuelan state of Apure.